This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you're invited to join us on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you can find us on Skype. You can Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. We have a Discord, and that allows you to use the Discord on-air call-in line, which is a way for you to call the show and sound, in some cases, better than Skype, but certainly you're going to be way better than a phone line.
Crazy good. I'm just amazed by the quality of that. I never would have thought it would have been that good.
It's Ian and Chris in the studio here tonight. Of course, you're welcome to join us in whatever way you want, or just sit out there and listen. We're fine with that, too. We bring things in that you might find interesting, including, when we get a chance to get around to it, a discussion about what is nationalism. But first, when we get to want to jump into the story, but first, actually, we have a call on the line already, which is unusual.
Wow.
We're going to check that here in a moment. But from McClatchy, D.C., about what sounds like a major Supreme Court case that is being heard. So they have not yet issued a ruling on this, but there's a lot of interest globally in this particular Supreme Court case, and it has to do with the right to privacy outside of the United States. Can a company like Microsoft, which is the company in this case, can a company keep files on a server that's not located in the United States and keep them safely away from the prying arms and eyes of the U.S. government?
Well, we are the world's policemen, Ian.
I bet that's part of the argument.
If you have a warrant, that warrant should be anywhere on our global battlefield against the war on terror, which is, last I checked, the entire planet, unless they've expanded that to the moon and Mars, which would not surprise me.
Now, you're playing devil's advocate there. We're going to get into it. But first, let's go to the phones here and to your calls and thoughts. We're going to start with John in Delaware, listening to WILM. Hello, John.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, you're on the radio. Go ahead.
All right, man. No, I'm really stressed out. I could start, for starters, with how uncomfortable I've been feeling at public stores lately and restaurants and everything else.
Really?
I wasn't raised. Well, because, I don't know, for some odd reason, and I'm not a racist, so don't get this all twisted up like people normally do, but I just feel like this uncomfortableness around African Americans sometimes anymore, man.
You mean black people, or are you uncomfortable around white people from South Africa?
It's a big distinction.
I'm talking about black Americans. I'm talking about black African Americans.
Only Americans, or are you talking about anybody with a black skin color?
Just black Americans. Just black Americans. Because
how can you tell?
I've been made out to be a racist, and if you're a white American, so have you. We're all racist all of a sudden. I'm 40 years old.
Who's called you a racist?
Who hasn't called us racist? Because it's the white privilege that you hear all over the news.
So
and
have you been, have you been heckled in the streets and called a racist?
No.
Or are you just saying you've heard some things on Fox News or MSNBC or whatever and somebody called white people
News,
a racist?
Nor do I listen to MSNBC. It's just that I listen to people speak and I catch people's attitudes and I get people's vibes and I've heard people make racial comments in public places. It's almost like it's okay for human beings in America to be racist against American white people. But it's not okay to make a comment about the President Obama by any means. For God's sakes, you're an automatic racist. I don't know, man. I just got a
comment about. I get what you're saying. I mean, there's certainly a lot of confusion out there. A lot of people don't even understand what racism is. I mean, racism is the belief that one race is inherently superior to another, basically, and usually it's done in a very negative,
derogatory
fashion. Making a comment about an individual by its nature is not racist, unless, of course, you're insulting that person's race and using their race as the basis for, you know, negative comments toward that person. So a critique of Barack Obama and his governing style or whatever is in no way a racist statement, but it would be racist to say that Barack Obama is a bad person because he's a black guy, right? Like, there are certain things that are racist.
And I never said that. I can care less about Obama or Trump or whoever's the president, because it makes no difference. They're all a bunch of power-hungry, greedy individuals either way you look at it.
But for me to
feel uncomfortable like this, is it me? Is it something in me? Is it some? Maybe subconsciously I'm racist. I have no idea.
I mean, to some extent, there is that sort of fish out of water situation. I remember when I was, a late teenager, I went down to New Orleans for a conference there. And I was on a side of town, which was a very affordable motel, and it was not a particularly good area, or not a nice-looking area. And I remember I got on the bus late at night to go from the convention center to that side of town, and the entire bus was filled with black people, and I was the only white person on the bus. And, you know, I was completely safe. Everything was totally fine. But, you know, for a moment I thought to myself, oh, well, you know, I bet there's some other people who've been in this circumstance, and felt a little awkward. Even though we're all human beings or whatever, there's still that you're the only person who looks like this in this place with other people who look slightly different. That's all.
This is almost really talking about sort of a, I don't even know what I can call it for fear of being called a racist. Almost like a reverse racism.
Well, don't worry. Someone's going to call somebody a racist.
I know. It's going to be
regardless, we're all going to be called racist at some point in time tonight. I guarantee it. 1 million.
Oh, yeah. But I thought this was interesting because I decided to do a quick Google on, you know, do white people feel like they're being discriminated against? This is from Huffington Post.
I'm not going to lie to you. I do feel slightly discriminated against. It's almost like I'm a bad guy automatically because I was born white.
You're not alone. You're not alone. A majority of white Americans believe whites face discrimination, according to a new poll. But most said they've never personally experienced. 58% of whites agreed that discrimination against white people exists in the U.S. today, according to a poll released in October by NPR, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. So evidently a lot of, or at least a majority of white people think that it exists, but it hasn't personally happened to them.
Okay, but hold on. Before you go on,
I think there's
a mistake in converting what you might see on television or hear, you know, on the radio with feelings about life in reality, right? So there's always a skewed perspective when it comes to the media and how they report on things, and then there's what life is really like. And if you haven't actually experienced, you know, anybody muttering under their breath as they, you know, serve you at a lunch counter or, you know, something like that, right? If you haven't seen somebody key your car, you know, with the honky or whatever. Like, there has to be something tangible, I think, that you can really point to before you can say it's anything besides just some sort of feeling you're getting. And I'm not saying it's necessarily wrong, but it's just, there's nothing tangible there.
Well, the whole race discussion is so hypersensitized right now.
Yeah.
It's so much different than it was. They're using, you know, when it comes to politics, these people will use anything to try and get votes. It's totally ridiculous. It's ugly. I think it's absolutely disgusting.
Well, it's not anything new, though, really. I mean,
I'm just now getting into politics a little bit
Where politicians will utilize different groups of people and turn them against one another for their own political benefit. John, thanks for the call. I appreciate you bringing that subject up tonight.
No problem,
if anybody, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. If anybody else wants to weigh in, you're certainly welcome to do so. 855-450-FREE LIKE FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. You know, I say bring out the discrimination onto Front Street. I want to see. I want to know who is a racist. I want to know which business owners are treating people negatively because of the color of their skin, whichever
maybe.
Color.
We could put a little tattoo on their arm, maybe, or make them wear like a little symbol on their clothing.
No, I just mean they shouldn't hide it. They shouldn't. Go ahead, please.
Embrace your racism.
Yeah, I want to see. I want to know who it is out there because I don't want to do business with that person.
Agreed.
And by the way, this is a show where we kicked a host off the air when we discovered that they apparently had become a racist. So we got rid of Christopher Cantwell. He was a host of Free Talk Live over this issue.
Yep.
So, you know, we're definitely sensitive to it here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Should you wish to join us on the radio, this is Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You, of course, are invited to join us here on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
I've got a Blink home security system set up here at the LRN studio. Mark's got one over at his house. These things are super easy to get installed. If you've ever dealt with home security systems or office security or whatever, you know how much of a pain in the butt these things are. You've got to, if they're wired systems, you got to drill holes, or you're running ugly wires across the walls. You know, you can't do that. There's a lot of work involved in setting up one of these wired systems, which is why Blink Home Security is wireless. You get the cameras, you unbox them, pop the batteries in, which are included, and you just put them wherever it is you want to go. No funky, weird batteries either. I think they're either triple or double A's. I don't remember which, but it's one or the other. You just put the cameras wherever you want, and then they interface wirelessly with the hub, which is the only thing that plugs into the wall. That's the power that you need to plug in. But you put the hub wherever you want in the house, and then you put the cameras wherever you want, and it's all set up via your Wi-Fi-enabled device, like a tablet or a smartphone. So go to blinkprotect.com/FTL to get your Blink home security system. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live, as we continue with your calls and thoughts. Once again, the toll-free number if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We're going to talk about privacy coming up here. It's under attack yet again by the federal government, case actually surprisingly brought by Microsoft, of all companies, right, to the Supreme Court. So we'll tell you more about that coming up. But first, let's go to Larry, listening in Indianapolis to WIBC-FM. Hello, Larry.
How you doing, boys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, listen, you know, I'm a color boy, right?
Okay.
Now, I think the racism deal is nothing. What happened is when we had the Civil Rights Act, that destroyed the black community. The black community was where it belonged at that time, in their own communities, educating their own. I mean, we have one of the prized high schools here in the nation, Christmas Attucks, that educated students back in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, and they had all the teachers with PhDs and were proficient to be a college professor in a normal situation. So I think that when we talk about racism and so forth, I think the black people brought it on themselves by stepping out of their community. They cry for community now, but they voted for the same thing that destroyed that.
What was it about the Civil Rights Act that you say destroyed the black community?
Here's what I'm saying. Up to that time, the black people were in their own communities, right? I mean, they could come out at large, but they were building a community. They were building businesses. They were building insurance companies, their own food services and so forth. Why were they doing this? Because it was Jim Crow. Because the white man did not want to take their money. So can you understand that someone who's just coming out of slavery, right? Now, they're not going to be equipped to come out and be at large with someone that they have no defense against, right? So the good-natured white people at that time knew that the most humane and merciful thing to do is to keep them segregated for a time until they could build a community.
Now, that's a new claim. I can't say I've ever heard anyone claim that segregation was a good idea.
I'm not going to put the words in anybody's mouth, but some things that I've read is, just like there were large communities of Irish people, and just like there are large communities of different things. Maybe a lot of black people happened to live in one part of town, but there wasn't a real desire to move out. Let me finish my thought. If you look at any of the statistical evidence from, you know, say, in this century, we see a steady progression of blacks doing better, of moving up the economic ladder, of doing better in education and all these things. They didn't need the help of white people to make that happen.
No.
They were doing it on their own. But along
segregation
comes this,
isn't, I mean, come on.
There's a problem with a forced segregation,
right?
But what if this segregation happens to be voluntary?
If it's natural, if it's voluntary, that's fine. But
right.
Jim Crow was force, right? Like,
right.
You could not sit where you wanted on the bus.
The
if you were a bus operator, you couldn't operate an integrated bus. right? Like, you could not do that. That was prohibited by the law. So, I mean, that's not what you were saying was a good idea, were you? Are you?
No, here's what I'm saying is, I'm saying that if you've been enslaved for 300 years, right, certain attitudes have been developed towards you among white people at large.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The most humane thing that the good-natured white people done is to segregate, say, well, here we're going to take you people. We're going to let you operate in your own community. We're going to let you build a home and a community
Larry, I want to make sure we're clear here. When you talk about segregation, you use the term letting.
Right.
That's not segregation as I understand it. Segregation is a top-down choice that is forced upon people, whether they want it or not, by the government. It's a completely different thing to say, let somebody do whatever it is they want to do. I think people should be allowed to, you know, if Chris Cantwell and his white nationalists want to go live in their own neighborhood together, great, you know, let them go do that.
Right.
I don't want, you know, people that I care about spending time there. But,
okay, but
yeah.
when you have a person that's been a slave, he don't have any concept of what it's like being at large and being what you call a free person. He doesn't have anywhere to come from, right? They made sure of that. But I'm just talking about in the name of humanity and being humane toward a race of people who have been enslaved, the laws were set up to keep us segregated. And just imagine.
Two different water fountains?
What are you talking about?
Like, Jim Crow stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, two separate water
fountains.
Ever
happened to
separate but equal?
Hey, we were not equal to you guys at that time. We could have been.
Yeah,
but
obviously
you
not. There were different water fountains. I mean, people were being forced to go into different lines and different doors.
It doesn't
door
make any difference. That's the way it had to be at that time. And I say,
I don't agree with that at all. It didn't have to be that way at all.
You can't understand the concept I'm coming from.
It wasn't that way everywhere. It didn't have to be that way.
You've never been a black man. You've never been a black man.
And I've never heard a black man say he thought segregation was a good idea.
It was a great idea.
First time for everything.
It was the only idea, the only merciful idea for my race of people at the time. Now we face
consequences. What about the people who
wanted...
Okay, but what about the people who didn't want to be segregated back then? What about the
there
people?
There you go. That's all or nothing with us. When you have a group of people that you allow to slip through the cracks and maybe be a doctor or something like that, sure, they want to get away from the rest of the Negroes who are slaves and so forth, but those Jim Crow laws were keeping us compact in our own communities, coming back, helping each other, building a base. So that we could come out maybe in the 70s and be at large and have some support to back
us up. This is almost like the argument, and thank you, Larry, for the call tonight. Very interesting. Almost like the argument that says that, from a libertarian who says we need to have bigger government so we can galvanize the people against the state. The further the government grows, the more people will turn against it. I mean, there's no doubt that an oppressed group is going to build tight community bonds in that circumstance. So I understand what he's saying.
But I don't think you need that. I think people that have lots in common, they're going to bond anyway and come up with great solutions.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs. So you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest-priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can join us on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio here, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And want to let you know about Zencash. It is a newer cryptocurrency on the scene. We realize there are a lot of options out there. This show doesn't give investment advice, and if anybody is giving you investment advice, they probably don't know what they're talking about. So beware in the world of cryptocurrencies. But we think that the folks over at Zencash have a pretty cool thing going on. They've got some of the best tech out there, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations. They're creating a secure platform for money and messages. They've got that already. They're also apparently going to be adding media to that distribution platform as well. Go to Zencash.com to learn more about a cryptocurrency that's dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. It's Zencash.com. These are liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash, and you can see that for yourself by reading their white paper at Zencash.com. Over 6,700 secure nodes are there now, making Zencash one of the strongest blockchains in the world. They've got over 50 team members at the, or nearly 50 team members at this time. and that's up from 5 earlier in 2017. So there's an, wow. You know, an increased interest on the programming side of things. They pay on multiple languages for their wallets. They're on 6 exchanges. This is a serious anonymity currency. You really need to check it out if you care about privacy, and we're going to be talking about privacy a little bit later here tonight if we get the chance. Zencash.com as we go to your calls and thoughts here. Let's start with Steve in New Jersey, listening to WPG in Atlantic City. Hello, Steve.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, first good. You're on the air.
And I really enjoy your forum.
Thanks.
Like the guy was talking before, like, and I'm with you guys. I don't believe in segregation, but I do believe in what he was saying. I'm sure you guys remember about Black Wall Street in Oklahoma.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, tell us about it.
Black Wall Street was a Wall Street that was all done by African Americans. They had a great community, making money. Everything was in that city, and the businesses were thriving. The education was thriving, and basically, what happened is those outside of the city, especially white Americans, didn't appreciate how they were thriving, and they tore that. Mm. They went in and just burned the place down. It's in the history books. Yeah, yeah. So you can check it out. Black Street, Wall Street, in Oklahoma. Yeah,
yep. Greenwood, Oklahoma.
So I can understand where that guy's coming from.
Yeah, just for our listeners just tuning in, we actually had Larry, who's a longtime caller of the show, call in to actually make the what I thought was absolutely ridiculous claim that segregation was the best thing that could have happened at that time, that it was ultimately a good thing, the suggestion being that because blacks were forced to be among one another and not integrated into society, that helped build community bonds, and that therefore was a good thing. But what about all the other damage that was done? I mean, that's the seen. What about the unseen of all the lost opportunities, right? The ability to live where you want to live, to create the life you want to create for yourself? I mean, there's so much that could have been done by people that were prohibited by the different laws at that time.
I guess I agree with you. I grew up in Philadelphia during the 60s riots and all that.
Yep.
And that's how it was. You were segregated. I was in Southwest Philly. It was mostly white. Mm-hmm. It was basically Germans, Italians, Polish, and others. But African Americans were not allowed in our cities. And I do agree. Many of my friends are African American, and I do believe that segregation was wrong. But I'm just saying that he does have some kind of points. But I agree.
No,
with
I understand. I understand. And there is. I'm not denying what he's saying is true, in that people will gather together to fight a common cause, or fight for a common cause, or, you know, they'll build a cause if it didn't exist, if they're being oppressed in some way.
Or just to support each other in their community. I mean, there are a lot of communities that voluntarily segregate.
Chinatown.
Exactly. Chinatown. Little Italy, in tons of towns and cities.
And that's a good thing. And there's nothing wrong with voluntary choice to segregate. I mean, look, not everybody wants to be integrated. Some people feel more comfortable around people that speak their native language or that share a shared set of values or whatever. It doesn't bother me if it's done voluntarily. But to anybody who said, I want to go where I want to go, I want to live over wherever I want to live, not necessarily in this one, you know, designated region,
right?
They had their freedoms restricted. And to me, that's absolutely atrocious.
And I would take it one step further, and I would say that I have just as much disdain for forced integration.
Sure.
You know, the Boston case, I mean, that's a horrible example, but that took place all over the United States. You know, we have to have the right mix of people, and you have people that just had never lived together.
Creates some pushback. That creates
it creates tension,
animosity,
right?
Yeah.
And I, you know, I'm a big believer that everybody learns differently. And if you try to come up with a one size fits all that's going to fit communities that have always traditionally taught a certain way and a certain set of values, and mix them in with people that are completely alien to them, be they white, black, brown, purple, doesn't matter, you're not going to get good results.
No doubt. Hey, Steve, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's go to a different Larry. This one's calling from New Jersey, listening to WPG in Atlantic City. Go ahead, Larry.
Gentlemen, how you doing tonight?
Welcome.
I grew up in a small town in New Jersey that was at one time 100% German.
Okay.
And these Germans moved there because of the Know-Nothing movement in the 1850s, and it was German for close to 100 years. but they voluntarily segregated themselves. Mm-hmm. The surrounding towns were called Germania and Cologne and so forth. And, but they voluntarily went to go there and they prospered. I think what the gentleman, from Indiana, I think what he was hinting at or trying to get to wasn't the, 1964 civil rights law that destroyed the black family. It was the intervention of the federal government that destroyed the black family with the, Great Society.
Tell me more about that.
Well, prior to 1964 or years ago, in Harlem, for example, Harlem was a very wealthy, well-to-do community. Blacks prospered there. They lived the graduation rate from high school was higher than whites. The illegitimacy rate was lower than whites. The illegitimacy rate was lower than whites. The black family was unit was stronger than whites. And then starting with the New Deal in the 30s, where the federal government started to become big, and especially with Lyndon Johnson's Great Society with all these programs, it destroyed the black family. It really, in a lot of ways, did.
Well, I would agree with that, but I would not limit it to black families. The Johnson programs destroyed families of every race. You know what I mean?
Are we talking about welfare programs?
Yeah.
Welfare programs in particular. Mm-hmm.
Well, welfare programs destroy incentive, right? It doesn't matter what color of skin we're talking about here. It destroys the incentive of the individual to strive and to achieve and to, you know, be the best possible success because why bother? You're going to get paid a cut of paycheck, whether, you know, you're going to get this welfare check, whether or not you're successful. In fact, if you're successful, you might get cut off of the welfare.
Yeah.
Right.
The other
is to
have some more babies. Right. And that's the thing. We have these programs. What government is able to do is to push the values that they wish to push. And, you know,
their values are obedience. Sure. Do as we say.
Right. But I'm going to incentivize that because the more kids you have, the more money I'm going to give you.
Right. And of course, as soon as you've got children, the government has another way to twist the knife. They have another fulcrum on which they can push you around. Hey, Larry, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, welfare has been keeping poor people poor for decades, right? Mm-hmm. Regardless of their skin color. Because, I mean, yeah, okay, just to be clear, there is corporate welfare. Certainly there's some fat cat rich people that are taking welfare as well.
Yep.
We're going to continue in moments. It's Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Whatever is on your mind, you may take control of the airwaves, the live Saturday edition. You can also join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. We've actually got a line of people calling in on Discord we haven't gotten to yet, so we've got to get to that. Discord chat rooms are available to you before, during, and after the show. Check them out at discord.lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Live from the Verticorn Studio. This is the call to freedom. It's the crypto hour, frightening you back helium. 4 to 7 here on LRN.FM. When you kill the faucet, be caller 5 to get some free coins. This is the call to freedom.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge charge item fees ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for seven different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. We invite you to join us here on the radio. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom, and that's actually how we started the show. We actually started with a phone call tonight, and that's led us to where we are. We haven't even gotten to a single point of show prep that we brought in, which is kind of the way I like it.
I like that, too. Yeah. I really do.
It means I have to do less work, so please, bring it on.
No reading.
All right.
Just talk.
Yeah, the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, or Skype at Skype username, lrn.fm, or Discord at discord.lrn.fm. Just jump into the on-air call-in line room on Discord, and we'll talk to you, which is what we're going to do here in a moment. But I do want to invite you to freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy live streaming video of the show. When we're here in our studios in Keene, New Hampshire, we've got HD quality video going out to Twitch at twitch.lrn.fm. We've also got a YouTube channel that airs a lower quality version of the show. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch that stuff or just go straight to our Twitch channel at twitch.lrn.fm. And be sure to follow us on Twitch so you'll get notifications of when it is that we go live in the future. So once again, that's twitch.lrn.fm. Let's go to the phones and to the Discord on-air call-in line where Dan in Nebraska is waiting. Hello, Dan.
Hey, Ian.
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey.
So just a little bit ago, I was watching one of, like, the new videos from a YouTube channel called Big Think, which is kind of like thing that it's sort of like TED Talks, but they had John Mackey, the guy who was the Whole Foods founder, on to talk about libertarianism.
Oh, cool.
And what ended up, and he was talking about how, you know, things like free market capitalism have made the world a better place for, like, people to live in, because earlier, because basically for all of human history, what we would consider poverty is, like, the default condition people would be in, and that wealth like people have now is a relatively new phenomenon.
Okay.
But for sure. And I got to thinking after this, like, that is something I really like. I like seeing human innovation stuff. But what it leads me into one of my problems, which is I like the idea of that happening. Like, it's certainly a good thing that what poverty is like better. But every time I rack my brain around the idea of how could ethical consumption ever like improve some sort of problem that doesn't deal with economics,
I'm getting a little lost. Hang on one second. Yeah. Ethical consumption, what's that?
Is that something Mackey was talking about?
No, it isn't. This isn't anything he was talking about. By ethical consumption, I mean, you know, if there's some sort of problem that was going on. So my pet issue, which I've called in several times before, is about the way factory farms are. But, I mean, there's a whole laundry list of issues that could be to, like, sweatshops in Southeast Asia or other things. Like, basically, the part that I think about is I see almost no way I could ever really believe that enough people would vote with their dollar to fix an ethical problem that it would ever happen. That capitalism is efficient in making things cheaper, but does it ever make things more humane or more ethical?
Sometimes. I think in a lot of different ways. We've experienced a lot of the benefits of capitalism, and it has improved our lives in lots of ways. Saying that, I absolutely recognize what you're saying, because, you know, if consumers want a given product for less, or they're satisfied with a lower price product or a lower quality product, then they will go to that. And if that happens to be, you know, chickens that were produced in factory farms, then so be it. Capitalism, like anything else, is not the be-all, end-all solution to every problem that we have on Earth.
That's just a mode of economic organization,
right? And it's better than a lot of the alternatives.
Yeah, and to some extent, things like sweatshops, which is a, you know, scary sounding term, are true. Kind of the necessary path out of the agrarian society, right? Like out true. Of a society in which you are eking out an existence on a plot of land somewhere by toiling away for 16, 20 hours or whatever, you know, 18 hours a day or something like that, something crazy, in order to just have a subsistence to take care of your family, to move into a place where you can instead go and work 10 hours a day in a grueling factory or whatever, where, you know, it's not a whole lot better, but it's enough better to where people choose to do it, right? So,
and we've seen that in our country.
There's a slave factory where prisoners are doing things, and then there's all the other factories where people make the choice to leave the farm or whatever other terrible existence they had and go into this sweatshop because for whatever reason they see it as a better option. Now, it doesn't mean that it's an ideal working situation at all, necessarily, but at the very least, it's a start, and these things have to go through these cycles, I think.
And we look at China. That's what China's going through right now. You know, they talk about the horrible working conditions inside the Apple factories, you know, where they're making iPhones and stuff like that. Well, again, it's that migration that you talk about. It's the farmers leaving the farms, moving into the cities, and
toiling. And a lot of it's overblown. I remember there was a guy who called the show in the past who talked about the suicides, all the suicides. They have to put nets up on the buildings to make sure that people can't kill themselves. And the reality was they weren't killing themselves in any more of a, you know, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of workers.
Right.
The rate of suicide was actually at or below kind of like the standard rate of suicide for that society.
Right.
So, you know, blowing it out of proportion as well, I think, is something that some people have an incentive to do because maybe they are making money from promoting the idea of ethical consumption. Is that a possibility?
Yeah, and I think I can accept that. Like, that is something I considered, but I have another picture to paint for you, all right?
Sure.
So let's say for the sake of argument that the town next door to Keene, you know, Swansea or whatever,
Swansea.
had a new factory that moved in, and it was terribly pollutant to the point where people in both Swansea and Keene were having the air and water quality.
Yeah, that's an easy one. I mean, that's that's the old pollution question. Okay, go ahead.
But all the people who are buying it are from out of state, and let's say for the sake of argument, me in Nebraska, I really don't care about the water and air in Keene.
Right.
You know, I'm getting my cheap and convenient thing, so why would I care if you have to drink dirtier water or breathe dirtier air or go around the problems created
by maybe that? You don't care, but the people in Keene and Swansea certainly care.
Right.
And if people are being poisoned, that's a tort. I mean, you've got a lawsuit against that organization, and the only thing that could protect a company like that would be the government. You know, the government actually protecting corporations from liability in cases like this, as we've seen with, say, the BP oil spill,
sure,
where they tarnished the Gulf of Mexico, a large swath of it, and then ultimately didn't even have to pay beyond, $75 million for the cleanup. The taxpayers picked up the rest of that tab. So, I mean, you want to come up with some great examples of horrible business practices, we can show you how a lot of them are actually made worse by the fact that the government is protecting those companies. In a world which, you know, many of us envision here on this radio program, and I don't want to speak for you, Chris, so correct me if you disagree with this, but in a world where property rights are important, in a world where the individual matters, which is what I think a lot of us want in the liberty movement, then if somebody's being poisoned by a corporation or an individual, then that's a crime. That is an act that needs to be compensated and
absolutely
needs to be immediately stopped. And there would be, you know, there would be systems in place to allow for suits of things like that. And these corporations wouldn't be able to stand behind limited liability, and the heads of those corporations wouldn't be able to hide behind that shield. And I think that that would result in more accountability for these companies, regardless of whether or not you care over there in Nebraska. If there are people being poisoned here, there are people who are going to be very concerned with that, and they're going to take action.
Yep. I agree completely.
Dan,
no argument.
Anything else?
I was just going to say, you know, I'd love to continue the conversation on Discord, the chat, for anybody who'd like to join us on Discord.
Discord is a lot of fun. Thank you for the call tonight, Dan. I appreciate hearing from you. That's where a lot of conversations do continue, not just during the breaks, but throughout the show, before, during, after. It's like a multi-chat room environment. You can talk about cryptocurrency, gaming. I just made a new room for New Hampshire discussion there.
Nice.
Since we love New Hampshire, and we want people who care about freedom and who care about liberty to make the move up here and get active. So go and get interactive with other listeners and hosts of the show. Not every host is on Discord, but a bunch of us are.
Mm-hmm.
So head over to discord.lrn.fm. You want to talk to Dan in Nebraska, he's hanging out there tonight. And we got more on the way here. Hour number two is coming up next on Free Talk Live Saturday.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you. 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.